Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One more hour for us. And I believe Jason is back. I saw him tweeting, so I'm assuming he's back in town. Is he back on the air today?
Great question. I'm just going to assume he's back on the air. Honestly, I haven't seen him in the building, though, so now I'm getting a little worried.
All right.
Check the schedule.
Maybe he can text me. I know his producer is out ill, so Tubbs or Jason wants to let us know.
Chris Tubbs is in the building.
Tubbsy is in the building or Jason's in the building?
Tubbs is in the building. Now I got to go track him down.
Yeah. So in other words, much like we didn't know there was a car care show last week, we right now on this show don't know who is hosting 3 to 6.
It might be you for all I know. According to the schedule,
Jason
DeRusha will be back.
Okay, good. Good to have Drive Time back with us. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. How soon can we talk about a series finale? I tried to reach out to the morning host, but mid-morning host. I now call that show Jordana and the Two Frauds because Carter and David touting fall. What a great, you know, those dopes assuming every day in the fall is 75 and sunny. Okay. Let's not forget when it's 48 and sleeting out. But I assume mid-morning fraud number one, Josephson can be fraud number two. Probably on a bender, don't you think, Dave? Really proud of himself and deep into the cocktails at 209 or whatever it might be.
Yeah, you'd have to assume so. I don't see anything else they could be doing at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I also gave him like 4 seconds notice. So, when can we talk about a series finale? Because I think when it's a series finale, it's the next day, baby. Come on. I got it. I was late to certain shows. I wasn't watching the time. But if I sit here and go, well, Dave's behind. My boy Mune is behind. Gladys in Lakeville is behind. On whatever the show might be, when do you ever get to talk about it? This is Better Call Saul. This is, in my opinion, my list, one of the 10 greatest shows in the history of planet Earth. It's maybe not in my top five, and maybe it's in my top five. Tonight might matter. It's an hour and 30-plus minute finale. How is it going to finish for the folks surrounding Saul Goodman? Now, how far behind are you?
I finished up the season previous to this.
Okay. So you are voting whenever you're done, we get to talk about the finale of the show. Is that it?
I've thought long and hard about this. In other words, I've put about 30 seconds into it. And as much as I hate it, as much as I'm going hate tomorrow, you talking about it, I think you're right. I think if it's a series finale,
that's it.
For a show that's been as just outstanding, really? Top to bottom, as Better Call Saul has been. You know, it's kind of like saying, I missed the Super Bowl last night. Can you wait a week?
Yes.
I think you can talk about it, and I'm just going to have to plug my ears.
Yeah, my plan, my tentative plan right now is to see if mid-morning guy is willing to even start at the top and we can do some Better Call Saul right from the get-go. Because he loves it. I love it. I get it that it is on AMC and I don't know. When was the last network show which did very high ratings for a serious finale? ABC, Fox, CBS, NBC. Listen, I thoroughly enjoyed This Is Us. And yes, I teared up at times over This Is Us. And the finale was this year, and I really liked it. But This Is Us was a borderline top 10 show for network ratings. Somebody text me, 651-461-9226, a network show, ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC show, where it was a highly anticipated series finale. And my point is, in theory, that's more mainstream. And so, in theory, there's more people are into it. Like, okay, Game of Thrones. I liked Game of Thrones. I liked it a lot at times. I didn't love it. But I, you know, and I was kind of in and out at times. But I watched the last couple of seasons, and I watched the final season for sure. And to a lot of people, it was on the downslide near the end. Okay. We talk Game of Thrones the next day. And Game of Thrones HBO, there were millions and millions, Dave Harrigan, who watched that. I get it with social media. I get it with binging. I get it with getting caught up. But come on. If we're really going to talk about an end of a show, you're literally going to say, well, I want to talk about it, but I can't give spoilers. You know, I like, well, then you can't really say it. So we'll give you the warning tomorrow. But my plan is to talk about it. Am I wrong? Because I am. I don't know, once every 3-4 years, I guess. I don't remember. Do you remember the last time I was wrong, Harrigan? I don't.
Wasn't that long ago. I'd say last hour. You had a very few, well, I'd say actually more than a few questionable takes in overrated, underrated.
I have feelings, you know. I was thrown off before the show, and I might start crying right here. Are you with me? Series finale. You get to talk about it that next day. Next question. And I want your phone calls and texts on this. Dave Harrigan, it's a show you love, okay? I know most of the shows you love are on Pornhub. That's a separate topic. Okay.
Love the acting.
How important is it that they stick the finale?
On Pornhub?
No, you never see the finale, so I won't get to that. But on shows that you really like, I think it really matters.
I don't agree. I don't think it does. I think
so. The finale is irrelevant to you.
I won't say irrelevant, but I mean, Seinfeld is considered still to be one of the best sitcoms of all time. Some would say it's number one on the list. And even those people would say the finale kind of stunk.
It was terrible. Let's just be blunt. I think Seinfeld is a brilliant television show. It's not Curb. And I mean, seriously, people who think Seinfeld is better than Curb, I can't help you. I mean, go to a different planet. Curb is just infinitely better. But the finale was dreadful, and my guy, Larry David, came back to write it. So It doesn't, you're right in this sense, Dave. It's not like it's, you know, the joy you had, the laughs you had, how on edge you were for episodes. They don't go away, but it just leaves the wrong last impression. I think the most underrated great show of the last 20 years is The Americans. Did you? I don't think we've ever talked The Americans. Did you ever watch that?
I've not watched all of it. It was a show that we started watching a year or two ago, or probably through about two seasons, but fell away from it.
Yep. There was one season where, and part of what I love about Better Call Saul and why Better Call Saul is infinitely better than Ozark. I mean, miles and miles. Ozark, 19 explosions happen every episode. Slow burn, baby. That's what I love. And The Americans had that. They had a little bit too much of a slow burn one season. But The Americans finale, spectacular. The Sopranos finale, spectacular. It just elevates it. It makes it even better. So chime in on these two topics. In a world where we want to discuss things, when it's a radio show or it's social media, again, when the Vikings play on Sunday, if people record it, we don't say, okay, when can we get back to you and talk about that? When it's a great show and the series is going bye-bye, I say get to talk about it the next day. And how important is it for the finale of a show you love to be great? Love phone calls and texts in this one. Let's go. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Do not forget the phenomenal Patrick Royce is with us at the bottom of the hour. Our guy Chip is out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So we're playing bumper music from Woodstock 1969. Excellent selections by Dave Harrigan. We're talking about finales, when you can talk about them, and how important it is for you if it's a show you love for the finale to be great, to live up to your expectations. Bill has chimed in. So have a lot of texters. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Thank you, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that the finale can either be like good or like mediocre, but if it's bad, it ruins the whole show. Case in point, How I Met Your Mother. Really liked that show until the last three episodes. Hated it so much, I won't rewatch it. And like, you can rewatch The Office, you can rewatch a lot of their shows. You can't rewatch How I Met Your Mother because it was so universally hated. So if you fail, it kills reruns, man. That's all I got.
So stay with me. I'll give you an example for me. I loved Lost. ABC, mystery, theories. We started talking about it. I was talking about it at The Fan and here. And we had one of their executive producers on. I think his name was Ed Kitsis. The finale was so disappointing for me, it left a sour taste in my mouth. Especially if there's a mystery about it. And again, you know, How I Met Your Mother, right? That part of it. If you're anticipating that resolution, Bill, and it doesn't live up to it, I think that does hurt the show. I think Bill made his point and said, I'm out of here. He stuck the landing and left. And I can't blame him. Does he make a good point there? His point on How I Met Your Mother, my point on Lost. If it's something that the basis of the show is, okay, how did I meet your mother? Or what the hell is going on this island? Why are all these things happening? What do the numbers mean? You know, good versus evil. Doesn't that take away from it?
I think it takes away, but it wouldn't ruin a whole show for me. If you invested that many hours, all those seasons into a show that you absolutely loved and you get a couple clunkers at the end, that's a bummer. But you know, frankly, why are you watching How I Met Your Mother in the first place?
Well, that's a fair point. I think I might have watched 7 minutes clicking.
Yeah, it was at best fine.
Yeah. Who has time to watch these shows, let alone the finale? It's not that tough to watch some shows. It really isn't.
You're probably getting a text from somebody who likes to read. Nerd.
Okay, to talk about the finale the day after, as long as you give notice to those who haven't watched and allow enough time for them to turn the volume down. Yes. We'll give that. First season Lost was awesome, but then they changed all the writers and couldn't stand the rest. See, I don't think that's true. The two main guys were there the whole time. The first episode of Lost was one of the greatest first episodes of a show ever. Did you watch much of Lost?
I've never seen a minute of Lost.
It'd be worth it. BCS, I thought you were going to talk college football playoffs. Thank you. Hi-o! Al Franken is interviewing Bob Odenkirk when he hosts Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow night before his 8-show stint at Acme. We have not talked about this off-air since we had a conversation about this a while ago when you reached out to the Franken people about him coming on before or during this run of Acme shows. He was certainly on the show a lot running as a senator. And while as a senator, I'm assuming we have received the Heisman so far.
We have. We received a, you know, the former senator's far too busy on tour to spend 10 minutes on the phone. We can try again.
That's also utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
Dave, tomorrow while you're discussing Better Call Saul, fingers in the ear. That's why I'm going to try to come downtown just to see what you do if we do talk Saul.
Thank you for that.
Love Better Call Saul, so sad it's ending. This has been such a great run for me with Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. You know, El Camino was fine. Yeah. But that's a long amount of time. That is a long amount of time, and I will definitely miss the run. Patrick Roycey is minutes away on CCO.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Chipper out. The great Patrick Roycey is in the Chip Scoggins Patrick Roycey book available. We've discussed this with Chipper, Patrick. Patrick's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We want to get both of you out at the State Fair for an hour to talk about the book. How possible is that?
Considering my love for the State Fair, it would really be a push, but yeah, we'll do it. But you know, I would really rather go to the, I don't know where I'd rather go than go to the State Fair, but I think I'm signed up for a couple already. So, I mean, I did it for 20 years or whatever it was, and, you know, I don't need it. I don't need it. But anyway, I can, yeah, we'll do that. Line it up with my man Chip, because he's the star attraction here. But I would like to thank you for your warning that I cannot profanely address Mr. Trump on your show, so I will not do that. So, okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
I mean, I know you were considering it. The topic we were just discussing before, and you're the perfect person to have on because you are a man who showed the brilliance of spoiling Olympic results on a regular basis in an art form.
Yes, right.
I am a massive fan.
You slip it in when you're talking about something else. That's what you do.
It's even better. That's even better. So I'm a massive fan of Better Call Saul. The finale is tonight. I want to talk about it tomorrow, and the audience is like, no, no. And I'm like, no. It's the series finale. I mean, do I have to wait for everybody to finish the show? I mean,
no,
I'll never get a chance to talk about it.
Like Blackbird, you got to give them the ending, right? Even though, I mean, it's like all these good series that's their problem. If they claim to be such big fans, they'll be watching the finale. If not, the heck with them.
Yes. Yeah. I'll give them a heads up, and then boom, we're going. I mean, let's go.
Yeah. That's right. Now, you can turn it off if you want to, but I like the show. I'm not addicted to it like I should be, because Breaking Bad drove me nuts because I couldn't stand Aaron Paul. He drove me nuts. He was just, relax, pal. Take a Valium. Do something there. All these drugs you got, take a Valium. I couldn't stand the fact he was wired up at every moment. It drove me nuts. Everybody else loved him. So I didn't watch Breaking Bad, but this certainly is wonderful. And the lead female in there is one of my all-time favorites. So
she's amazing. Ray Seahorn is so good in the show. You also probably didn't want to hear yo as many times as Aaron Paul said that.
Yes, that's true. But that, if I ever have the class to retire and get out of the way here, I will go back and watch the whole dang Breaking Bad thing and the whole deal. So Anyhow.
You're not retiring. Let's stop that. You're never going to retire. Can we go on the record with that one?
I'll be a chipper 77 in October. So, the way the newspaper business is going, I might not have the option. So anyway, we'll know here. So,
yeah. All right, let's talk about the ball club. They are.
Oh, God almighty.
They are 31 and 39, Patrick, in their last 70 games.
All right. Was it? I thought it was 31 and 40, but it's 31 and 39, last 70.
I think that's right.
Yeah. They, if you got a left hand, if you see some guy walking down the street drinking a beer with his left hand, sign him up and he'll pitch against these clowns. They can't. Who could have guessed that Kyle Garlick was the MVP of this team? They are so rotten against left-handed pitching. And somehow yet our crafty skipper managed to write out a lineup yesterday that didn't have Urshela in it, Urshela, whatever his name is, one of their best days. You got to figure out a way to have him in there and Jake Cabe not. I don't know. They're just – I was telling people that 62 years, I was at the first ever Twins game at Met Stadium. They're the one team in town that I really care about. The rest of them can get out. I can't recall being more frustrated with an operation than I am. I mean, they had rotten teams, okay, but they didn't frustrate you. They were just rotten, right? But this team, the way they go about their business, drives me nuts. And this whole idea that Dylan Bundy can't face the lineup the third time. It's the Angels. I could face that lineup a third time, okay?
Yes.
All your other stats mean nothing. It's the Angels. Pitch around Ohtani. You don't have anybody else to get out unless you're completely foolish. And that's why I have rated Saturday night's loss as the worst of all the knee kickers that they've had all year. That one was just horrible, man.
So I arrived to that game later, Patrick, and I saw some of the Twitter chatter. I thought, okay, yeah, I'm going to watch the game. And I looked at that lineup on Saturday and went, I still pay attention to baseball. Who in the hell are these guys? I mean, that lineup was atrocious. And you're so right. I got it. I got what the stats say. You're also allowed to say on this day, a guy's stuff is a little bit better than normal. He's facing a triple-A lineup. And let's try him for a first couple at bats. Let's have the bullpen maybe a little more ready than normal instead of saying, well, every time it happens this way, you know, I shouldn't say the Yankees because they've stunk for a month or so. But every lineup isn't the exact same.
No. That's the problem. My problem here, but my biggest problem is with the game on the line. Treating Max Stassi like he's Max Stassi like he's Mark McGwire. You can't possibly make a mistake to this guy who hits one home run a month. What you're throwing? You got Lopez. You just went and got him. He throws a 97 mile an hour sinker, and you got him throwing changeups. You got him getting ahead 0-2 in the count and managing to walk Max Stassi. What is going on here? Who's calling? If Sanchez is that bad a pitch caller, have him look in the dugout and call the pitches for him. That was just an incredibly frustrating loss, I thought. So
I'm with you.
Anyway.
I mean, Lopez.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be that cute. Here's my sinking fastball. Hit it. My club is up by two. This is my main pitch. You can't touch it.
Yeah, and if Max hits one of his bi-monthly home runs, that's fine.
Yeah,
because it ain't going to happen. But I don't know. They're just. I think the bottom line is they're not healthy and they're not that good. That's their biggest problem. So
yeah.
I mean, I applaud them
for what they did around the deadline, but the rest of the team, I mean, how about a right fielder? What's his future?
I really thought when the season started, he was with the other left-handed hitting outfielders they had, now all of them being hurt. But I thought he was the guy they'd try to trade in April or May or certainly June, Kepler. Because, I mean, this is – what's his career BA going into this season is like 235 or something, yeah. Isn't it? I mean, it's not yes. – shouldn't be a shock. He can't hit lefties. I do think that the shift is going – if they do get rid of the shift, that'll give him 10 more points on his batting average wherever he is. But he's done here, I would think. There's nobody to be had for him during the offseason, though. You're not going to get anything for him. But, he's had the one great year, 2019. He's had moments, but, that strikeout in the ninth last night, yesterday, that's as easy a strikeout as I've ever seen. The guy throws three fastballs right there, and Kepler swings through all of them. He is really in trouble right now. 0-for-29, and it's a legit 0-for-29. He might have hit the ball twice hard in that time. Yes.
Seems like every time I click, he's up, and I'm just like, I just want to watch. You're right. The 1 year, and then I hear these other years, he's better, and I'm like, what am I missing? And I know he's fine in the outfield, but what am I missing? All right, let's get to your guy, Country Jer. I end up agreeing with you about 98 out of 100 times, but we just don't agree on Country Jer. I think he's one of the greatest martyrs of all time. I think he was treated very well by the U of M. His health would not allow him to coach. They gave him raise after raise. I know you don't love the guy who ended up replacing him after Clay's. I get it. And some of the phrasing wears me out, too. But every other coach on the planet uses culture, culture, culture. Every other boss uses it. He's way too sensitive. He's got a head coaching job again. He has his health again. Jerry, move on. Why can't he let this go?
Well, here's what I say about it. He didn't call up Charlie Walters and say, I want to rip Fleck. Charlie called him and he answered the questions. That's what I, you know, he's there's no reason for him to be political right now because he knows he's going to get beat 56-2 when they come up here. And I think he's semi-depressed because he knows he has one of, he could have been coaching the Gophers. He could have said, hey, I can, you know, give me another leave of absence. But now he's got one of the five worst jobs in major college football, and he's stuck down there. And it is a interesting case of what goes on in his head that makes him want to take this job. He just to get back into coaching. I asked him last year. He says it's the only guy that offered me a job. So, but it is funny how nomadic he's been since he's been there. I just think he's regretted from day one the fact that he stepped away with the, even if on doctor's advice, the Gophers would have given him another leave of absence.
For sure.
As they tried to figure out what was wrong. There's no doubt about his sensitivity, that's for sure. But, once your father wrote a piece about how they should have given him this liaison job, right? Remember that?
Right.
He
yes.
wanted to be the liaison. I mean, Clay's didn't want him to be the liaison. I'll
yes.
admit that. And, I got to go through the former coach to talk to the university president or something. But I wrote something saying how stupid it was. And I think it was just a blog. And when I was in Florida for spring training, and when I woke up in the morning, there was like six calls from Jerry on the phone. They just hang-ups because I didn't answer. But he wanted to explain him. He wasn't raging or anything, you know, with me. He just wanted to explain himself. He is extremely sensitive. There's no doubt about it. I think he believed all the Jarasota stuff and to have Fleck basically saying he inherited a horrible situation. The horrible situation did not sit well with him, obviously. And I think part of it has been how'd I end up stuck in New Mexico State?
I think that's a lot too. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he walked away from $8 million. He walked away from $8 million. So, I guess I give him the benefit of the doubt since, he went through an incredible situation. And, I kind of like a guy that'll reflect. So I kind of like that too. So,
well, you know me.
I don't have many companions out there on this one.
Here's the thing. You know Q. Because my boy has seizures, I am very, very, very sensitive in that area. Yeah. I just think that you treated him awfully well, and they were giving him chance after chance, and he's had like 7 jobs since he left, and he's still just obsessed with what happened here.
Well, then this latest one is, Charlie was smart enough to call him, and he gave him what Charlie wanted. But it wasn't it wasn't like that Big Ten Network thing where he said, "Hey, let me tell you how much I don't like PJ Fleck." And more than what happened at the U, that goes back to their relationship in Northern Illinois too. So, that didn't end well either. But I know he did tell me. I talked to him after Tracy was on the way out and they hadn't named a replacement. It didn't take long. And he did tell me, they give that job to Fleck, I'm going to puke. So,
he's done more. Our boy Harrigan, Patrick, is telling me, I got to fly. So,
it's personal anyway. So,
It is for sure personal. I'll see you at the fair. Right. Find the book, Patrick Roycey. Patrick and Chip combined together. We'll wrap it up and turn it over to Jason in moments.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He is back from the East Coast. Jason will take you home. Drive time with the Russia, along with Patrick, or else we'd have a little crosstalk, but enjoy Jason the rest of the afternoon. Linda's construction time check is $257. Time to save an energy cost with a complimentary insulation estimate. See you, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!